Jacksonville! Please welcome Jay fucking Snyder!
When I To the people on the crew. Sound people, when I say D's monitor down, I don't mean turn the fucker off. I mean lower it a little bit. Split the difference of what you just did. Number two, lighting person. Turn the lights on top up here. Turn the lights on up here, lighting person. There, okay, now. Here's a guitar player, and he's lit up. And my other guitar player is lit up. And gosh, my bass player is lit up. What is this evening's performance called? It's called D. Snider. Why is my light pointing at his amplifier? I know, because you're an asshole. That can only, no, that's Tony's light. See, that's my light, Starboy. This is real big time show business, folks. If I knew the stage was gonna be this low, I wouldn't have worn pants tonight. People up back didn't even see me fucking that dog. Well, it's doing the same amount of good right there as it was doing up there, so just have it removed. All right now, Sunday night in Jacksonville. That choice is. I'm particularly glad some of these young people are here to witness this tonight. They're gonna be desperately looking for bands like me, but they're not there anymore. But don't worry, you'll always have D fucking Snider. We got all kinds of Twisted Sister music for you tonight. So let's cut to the chase. Here's something from the Stay Hungry album. It's called The Beast. Thank you. Shut up and hold on! The shit out of Engelbert Humperdinck. Now! Now, I know some of you people here, or most of you people, you've got to be Twisted fans, right? I mean, you know. Well, let me bring you up to date on what's going on with Twisted fucking Sister. First of all, we did a reunion song on the soundtrack to my movie Strangeland. I don't know if it made it down this way, but have no fear. It's coming out on video and DVD in a month or so. So check your local video shop for the Strangeland movie and look for the unrated version, okay? You want the unrated version. But we did a song together for the first time in 12 years. We had fun and we talked about the possibility of doing a reunion. A reunion tour. And we said, well, we'd like to do something. We don't know when or where, but one thing we all agreed on is that when we do it, it's got to be full on. All the way. All five guys, the makeup, the costumes, the hair, the stage show, fucking everything. You're gonna do it right, right? So we are actually talking with some people and may even be touring as soon as this summer, but there's no definite plans. Keep your ears open for that. But some of you people in the front have been looking, staring, and you people in the back can't see shit, so, but yes, if you were wondering, on the drums right here, AJ Perro from Twisted Sister on the drums. The drummer I had left the band, and I said, gee, I'm really sorry to see you go. AJ, you want to play? So, he'll be missed. Well, that's anyway. AJ's here tonight, he's kicking ass. But right now, it's time for some songs from the Come Out Play record, all right? Some of you don't come out and play. Well, you see, after I went to Washington back in the 80s and testified before the Senate on the whole thing with Raining Rock lyrics, I really had my fucking share of the Bible Belt motherfuckers, you know what I'm talking about. Ultra-conservative assholes who think they're here to dictate for the rest of fucking us. Well, fuck them. I wrote this song, it's called I Believe in Rock and Roll! Yeah.
so small. I can kiss me goodbye. I'm here for the end of the show. And as you throw away my train, I'll be back to the slow. If you heard, this one's dedicated to any students here tonight. Don't crush this kid, yo, man. So. Listen very carefully. Be cruel to young people.
Ladies, I had a fruit stand, sugar. We got a young Rosie Perez look-alike going on right over here. You psycho Chiquita bitch. Just kidding, yeah, just kidding. You're cuter, actually. Hi. And we got some little kids, yes, down in the hole. Don't crush that one. We need them. You see, you're the future. But my music, God, but my music and what you're experiencing tonight, 15 years from now, you're gonna be psycho. I'm dependent on you. I'm dependent on you. 15 years, I want you on a stage jumping around like fucking this, man, all right? Because you gotta bring back this crazy shit. No one wants to see some gas station attendant face in the back of the hall with a bad attitude. Fuck him. People had it with Eddie Vedder, you know what I'm talking about? They want to see some ass kicking again, all right? So you remember that. I'm sending them all these mental waves. All right? Okay. Thanks, man. All right, now! I know we have more music. I just can't remember what it is. Oh, okay. No, I'm noticing some true hardcore people here. I just got every word, guy over here, every word. So I want to do the first song I ever wrote for the real hardcore motherfuckers here. Title track for Twisted's first album. I see you in the back too. I see you in the back. It's called Under the Blade. Light.
You know you're not going home tonight. Be a jack or switch, doctors of mine. You're where you're run, that's the way you'll find. Can't escape from the pit you made. When your time has come, you'll expect. Thank you.
Can you guys? All right. You got a headache too? You got a headache? You're holding your head. Dad's got you like in the speaker cabin. Dad, this is called child abuse. You can't put the kid in the friggin' horn, okay? Kid's sitting there holding his head going, no, God, Daddy, what did I do? No, that's cool. I highly recommend that. I got four. I figure, you know, the world's pretty fucked up, so I'll raise my own cool people, you know? Grow them at home. It turned out pretty good. All right. Now, I noticed more music. Now. Let me tell you something. You do have the House of Hair around here, right? That's good. Because House of Hair is on in 70 cities. For those of you who don't listen to the House of Hair, dicks. No, I mean, what station is it on? I'm sorry, man. What? 105? 104.5. Okay, 104.5. And when is it on? What day of the week is it on? Today? What time? I'm competing with my own show? What an asshole I am! I didn't even know!
This is the president of the company. We don't know why, but your ratings really dropped in Jacksonville last week. Guess I was an idiot. Anyway, if you haven't heard the show, check it out. Alright, now, you know, the holidays just passed, and I don't know about you people, but I really like the holidays. I really do, you know, and this year I got particularly caught up in all that shit, you know, Christmas and snow and chestnuts roasting on the motherfucking fire and shit. And I start thinking, you know, oh God, there's all this goodness in the world, and there's Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Ramadan and Christmas. And what am I doing? I'm playing the devil's music. And... No, don't encourage me. Don't encourage me. I really did some soul searching. I said, you know, it's time. You're older now. You gotta mature. You gotta grow up. At least once a night, play something nice. Do something nice. Lift the people up. Let them leave with a positive message. So, this is the time of the show where we really mellow out a little bit, kick back, and do something I like to call Burning Hell!
Syllables easier. Say if this was A, I said go with A. You don't listen. Oh god. Okay. Well, yeah, that legally changed. Alright, now. No. We got more music to do for you. More music. You know, there are songs that I've written. A lot of songs I've written that kind of haunt me. You know, and this next one is one of them. Because, you know, I've been lucky in my lifetime. I've had a lot of my dreams come true. I decided as a kid I was going to be a rock and roll star. With Twisted Sister, I sold more than 10 million records all around the world. And I decided I wanted a radio show. And I finally, my second year, the House of Hair, 70 cities in the United States and Canada now, kicking ass on my radio show every week. I wanted to do a movie. And I finally wrote a movie and starred in a movie called Strangeland. I don't know if I made it down here, but when you see it on video, you will be proud. Because I'm a sick fuck, and the ratings people freaked the fuck out. They got so upset, they edited the shit out of my movie, but look for the unrated version, unrated. See all the good stuff. But I want to tell people, we got any dreamers out there, and I know there's some dreamers out there. I'm not discouraging you, I am encouraging you. Go for it, but remember this, every dream you achieve, you gotta pay the price.
Approaching.
before I make that long trip back to the hotel, I'll just check. Do you want another one? That's called a pity fuck. Alright? I said, do you want some more? Alright, then I'll stay here and play some more. Now, those of you who did not yell more, like the lovebirds in the center right there, who couldn't bring themselves to sing my song, we're not gonna take it. And it was killing you, too, because both of you didn't want to embarrass yourselves in front of the others. You're like, and your lips were twitching and shit. You just wanted to, you wanted to sing, but you're afraid of perspiring and your genitals getting all stanky and shit. So, I understand. Yeah, right. All right, now, before we do, actually, I'm going to do a couple songs for you. So, before we do this one, these two or whatever, I want to introduce you to the boys. Because these guys, I don't play much. We go out, well, in 3 years, I've done 75 shows. I'll give you an idea. This is an intense tour. Go out for a week, take off 2 months. You know, the hard road, but you know what Bon Jovi was talking about. I love at the end of that, what is that, Wanted Dead or Alive, where he's all teary-eyed in the mirror. There's so rough out there on the road in the Learjet, the tour bus with all the chicks, ain't it, John? Somebody should go, boom, put him back in a gas station for a while. Yeah, this, the pumping gas is hard, John. Touring's a fucking ball, okay? So, anyway, start over here on the guitar. Please, the one and only Dan McCaffrey! Next to him, also shredding righteously, the one and only Tony Papucci! Oh, but he got... You heard of the Tool Man? Well, this is Derek, the Skull Man, Taylor on bass guitar! And in the back, it's great to have him here again. It's a sick little story, actually, about a character, about a song based on a song I wrote back on the Stay Hungry album. It's the character I play. This one's called Captain Howdy.
Say yes, hold on my mind. Say yes.